chat a little bit about the road situation. We got a little taste of whole winter driving last night, didn't we?
We got a big taste of it, unexpectedly for many motorists. And fortunately, no fatalities on the Milwaukee County freeway system. We had about 50 crashes, many of them minor. People locking up those brakes, even with analog brakes, the car will still skid.
Well, if it's on ice, yeah.
The overpasses were tough because they tend to freeze. You know, we had a couple of snow squalls move in yesterday afternoon, about mid-afternoon, and the ground is still as such where the snow will melt when it hits. The sun was out a little bit after that, and then the overpasses freeze because of the cold air underneath.
Yeah.
And those are situations you can't see what, you can't really see the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with bumper to bumper traffic,
sure,
the commute home, you hit those brakes off and on the brakes, and that's what happened. But I want to remind people about, it's time to get those winter driving habits out, put the summer driving habits away. They don't work in the winter. If you're driving now, even once, you know, this subsides a little bit and the roads are dry, we're into November, and if you're driving the way you did in the summer, you're just an accident looking for a place to happen.
Sure.
And there's a thing that I want to emphasize this winter. I want to try a little bit different because some of the other things, we're big on the educational aspect of driving, and some of the things, I don't know if they're having the effect that we're trying to accomplish in terms of changing driver behavior. I'm not saying they're not working, but I want to change a little bit up. And I don't think anybody drives defensively anymore. You know, we used to hear that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to date myself, but...
I remember. That's driver's ed, drive defensively.
Right, and you used to see advertisements, you know, about defensive driving. And what that really means is watching out for the other guy. And I just use that term generically. You know, we all think we're the best drivers, and it's that other guy. It's that, you know, that idiot next to me and that goof that just, you know, pulled up alongside me or driving too close behind me. That may be true, but then that's going to cause you to have to watch out for those drivers. So that's part of driving defensively. Look in your mirrors before you hit the brakes, you know, both your side view and your rear view mirror. And, you know, allow more stopping distance in front of you. And if you do that way, if you look and you see somebody's on your tail end, you know if you hit the brakes, you're going to get rear-ended. If you allow enough space between you and the driver in front of you, you know, you give yourself a little cushion there. So things like that will help this winter, will help all year round, really. We have a tendency now to drive aggressively instead of defensively. And I want to kind of get back to that because driving's a skill. It's just nothing new. There's been, you know, nothing really new about driving itself, you know, over the past 25 years, if you think about it. The car's changed.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that, but it still operates basically the same way. You put your foot on the accelerator, move it over to the brake, you steer, you know, the steering wheel is round.
Sure.
None of that's really changed. So if we get back to some of the basics, I think that we'll be able to reduce crashes on the freeway system and on all roadways. And if we can reduce the crashes, we'll reduce injuries and fatalities. And then one last thing on the upcoming Thanksgiving Day weekend or driving season. A lot of people will be driving this year to a destination to visit family and friends for get the holiday season kicked off. Get plenty of rest. There's new research being done on this. There's a concept called tired driving.
Okay.
Many motorists, you know, we're busy, we're working longer hours, then we get in that automobile and we're fatigued. And this concept is kind of new, and there's several research arms that we're looking at right now to find out more about this phenomenon. But they're saying that driving tired can be just as dangerous as driving drunk.
You know, you bring up a good point because I think a lot of us have gone through that before where you're driving and you kind of zone out. And I think that's what you're talking about.
It happens all of us. All of a sudden you look up and you say, I just traveled 2 miles.
And I had no idea where I've been. Yeah, right. That's happened to me before, you know, driving when we go down to Florida.
Yeah, truckers are aware of that phenomena, you know, the over the road, driving long distances, long hours. But they're starting to study that for motor vehicles to see what relationship that has to inattentive driving, you know, rear end collisions, that sort of thing. Changing lanes, maybe the person wasn't changing lane, maybe they were drifting over.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep an eye on that, and I'll keep you posted on those studies as well.
You know, last year you did pretty good. We all did a pretty good job. We didn't have that many crashes as compared to the year before.
We are on a downward trend, and that's good. I'd like to see more, but we have to count on the driver. We're doing what we can, and then we need assistance from drivers to drive those rates down even further. The fatalities are down across the nation, but in Wisconsin as well. Mm-hmm. There have been several reports on that. Some of it is the initiative. There are other factors involved. I know that. You know, I'm not going to try to fool anybody. There's some things that are beyond our control that help, and there's some things beyond our control that hurt. But as long as it's trending in the right direction, you know, we'll keep at it. But at least it's a good sign.
You know, here and bring up another point here. You know, it wasn't as bad as, you know, it has been in the past last night. It kind of snuck up on us last night. But say we get a major snowstorm and we you know, during a commute, you know, like a morning or an afternoon, if we get a lot of crashes, I know you urge people, just if it's a minor crash, contact you later, right?
Thanks for bringing that up. That takes a huge strain off of our taxed resources at a time like that. 50 mm-hmm. crashes. You know, we have about 12 to 14 squads on at that time of day on the Milwaukee County freeway system. You figure if you have 50 crashes and you have to respond to all of them, it's going to start backing up.
Sure.
And there's still some confusion about this, but if it is a minor accident, no injuries. Now, what's minor? Well, use your best judgment. You know, if the car's not drivable, it's probably not minor.
Okay.
We're talking about fender benders. By law, all you have to do is exchange information with the driver. You can report that later on. You can go to a law enforcement station, even in your own community. You don't have to come to us and say you want a reportable accident form. It's a short form. You fill it out, send it in. You know, if it ends up being a couple dollars more than what the state figure is, and I think it's $1,000, but that's not much damage nowadays. A dent in the door
could
be $1,000. But we'll worry about the insurance part later. But you will help us tremendously. Again, if nobody's injured, the car's drivable, it's probably minor. And just exchange information with the driver. Your driver's license number, his, her, phone number, address, and insurance company, and we'll worry about that later. And even if we have to get involved later, if things change and the other driver says, no, I didn't hit
then him, you can investigate
me, it. We'll come in and we'll take care of that. But at that time, we got to get to these crashes that are tying up traffic, mm-hmm. because the more congestion you have, I think it's for every 2 miles of congestion, you increase the chance of a rear-end accident exponentially. So
sure.
We want to get there and get those things cleared off the road, get those lanes opened up. And if there are injuries involved, obviously we're going to be tied up for a while and we're going to need more than one squad. So that's how motorists can help us. This is a two-way street, no pun intended.
Now, Ken and I were talking about this earlier this morning. It's funny how it's so unique.